0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the Global Bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden! Yes! Jesse Gigant, yes! To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Braves win a wild one against the White Sox. Yankees pound 9 home runs. PGA Tour headed back to Doral. And Notre Dame BYU named starting quarterbacks. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Dane Young talking Georgia football at 8:05. Andrew Oliphant talking PGA Tour's playoff, the FedEx Cup Finals coming up at Eastlake. That's at 8:25 this morning. Going to get some Major League Baseball, some college football, some NFL football, some PGA Tour stuff. Got a lot to do here on a very busy Wednesday show. The man that will guide us through it, the jack of all trades, including some high school football coming up. Mr. Sam Jones, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't been in here in a few days.
I know.
I haven't. I guess I wasn't
here. Well,
it's
Thursday. Hey, how was the bachelor party? Everybody make bail, make bond, y'all back and everything?
Yeah, not that typical group of people that would go out and go get rowdy. Right. That's not the one we were looking at. I have a bunch of calm friends, but it was good. I had a lot of fun. Fax and I were out of town for a few days this weekend, so that was good. But I'm excited to be back in here. Excited to be back on a normal schedule here, a very normal schedule, like you said, with football starting up again. It's like riding a bike. You're back on the everyday grind of football season starting up. We have actual games this weekend, which is just wonderful. I can't be more excited to actually have football to talk about in concept,
yes,
with actual proof of concept behind it in a few days here. So I'm pumped up.
In recruiting, Sam, I had a recruiting service altogether 8 or 9 years. And recruiting, I always tell people, it is so much easier. Because the guys that were trying to build programs were going to tell you what they were going to do. The guys that had established programs showed you what they did. It is so much easier to talk about what someone did rather than what they're going to do. Everybody's going to do great. Back then, Sam, every quarterback you recruited, we're going to throw it 50 times. Every running back recruited, we're going to run it 70 times. Oh, man, we're going to be aggressive on defense. We're going to turn you loose. You're going to be, just show me what you've done. And so I'm so ready to see what they do rather than predict or talk about what they can do.
There's only so much you can talk about ifs and or buts. I mean, to actually see it out on the field, good or bad, for every team in the country, week one is going to be quite nice.
Yes.
This has been a very, very long offseason, it feels like. Perhaps it's because Clemson's projected to be really good.
Yeah.
And it just kind of starts to drone on and on. You know, you get hyped up and ready to go.
I tell you, I think we had the show a few weeks ago. I think the reason this season, the offseason of football has lasted so long is that so much of other sports just have not lived up to their billing and their potential.
the summer months when it's just baseball, and I love baseball, are pretty rough. They're just kind of, they start to drone a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But
you need other things. You need other things. And baseball's been good, but it's been bad here locally. So, yeah, you do need other things for sure. All right. We have hit on a couple things here already today. I have a long list of topics. I hope you're going to enjoy them. I can't wait. I told you before, this is going to be an absolute great show. Because, yeah, I'm going to get into the Braves stuff, the Yankees, the home runs. I'm going to get into Roy McIlroy bought 1,100 Masters flags. I'll tell you why and what that means. And I learned something about the Masters. I thought I knew everything there is about Augusta National and the Masters. I learned something yesterday. We have starting quarterbacks at Notre Dame and BYU we'll get into. PJ George headed back to Doral, and I think that's awesome. Trump's name's on it. I don't care if you put anybody's name on it. Put Jeffrey Dahmer's name on it. I don't care. Let's play a great golf course. Besides that, I've got some gambling trend stuff. Auburn is now just selectively getting all their national championships and naming all them. I got some thoughts about that. We had a Major League pitcher strike out his 200th batter last night, and like Major League Baseball tweeted out on it, like 200 strikeouts. I was like, hold on. Oh, let me tell you about Nolan Ryan, friend. So we're getting to that. We'll play old man game a little bit. I had an interesting conversation with Jeff Scott the other day, and Sam, you'll be fascinated by that. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk some LSU today. But I want to start things out. Oh, by the way, segment two, I don't want to step on toes here. Segment two, what are we going to do?
I'm going to step on your toes a little bit. I've been doing the jumping around one conference at a time thing, and we're going to kind of sort of do that today.
All right.
But I'm going to jump away from that for two different things. One, I am interested in the starting quarterbacks that you've mentioned and a couple other ones that are going to be jumping in with very little experience this year. And two, I do want to talk about Auburn because it was a very weird day for Auburn yesterday. You have the high of Cam Newton getting his number retired and all that over the last couple of days, and then you have this claiming of, what was it, 9 national titles now? I do want to discuss that a little bit and get your thoughts on that.
I tweeted out, why stop at 9? Just claim 30 or 40.
Yeah.
The broken system there is like, you had the Anderson Hester poll, you had the Berryman poll, you got the Billingsley report, the Boyne system. You've got the Congrove computer rankings. You've got the Colli Matrix, the Casper Whitney, the DeVold system, the Dickerson system, the Dunkel system, the Holgate system, the Lighthouse ratings, Massey College Football, Matthews Grid ratings, New York Times, the polling system, the Rothman, the Sagarin ratings.
And on top of that, just they claim 3 more conference titles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just why stop at 9? Just give me all of them, man. Just name 30 or 40.
It begs the question, how many teams can claim a national title in 1 year?
Well, and we're going to get into it. Like 1 year in 1910, we had 1, 2, 3, we had 4 national champions, okay, in 1910. Of those national champions, Auburn's claiming 1, they went 6-1. Harvard went 8-0-1. Pittsburgh went 9-0. But Michigan claims a national championship of the year from the Fielding H. Yost ratings. And Michigan went 3-0-3 and won a national championship. So they'll claim that. That's the problem. That's why you don't start till – because if you started before the AP poll, then you get an awful lot of Princetons and an awful lot of Harvards and an awful lot of Yales. So you start with the Associated Press poll. That's how you do it. If not – and even then, even after the AP poll came out, you still have some of these years that are absolutely just absurd. Like, by the way, that was not there. That was our coach. For Auburn, I'll go back and give you who named him that. But like in the AP poll, the AP champion in 1939 was Texas A&M. Texas A&M went 11-0. Cornell went 8-0. USC claims one. From a DIS system, I'll tell you who that is here in a second, and they went 8-0-2. Like, you can't have somebody's undefeated, another team has 2 blemishes, and you claim a national championship there. In 1960, the AP, by the way, named Minnesota, who went 8-2. At the same time, on that year, we had 5 national champions. Iowa went 8-1, Minnesota went 8-2, Ole Miss went 10-0-1. Missouri went 11-0, Washington went 10-1, and all these organizations named all different national champions. But some of Auburn's and some of Alabama's are like, what? That's just ridiculous you'd even try to do that. Even as late as like when Clemson won theirs in 81. How about this one? Let me get this. The NCF. The NCF is, what is that one? The NCF is the National Championship Foundation. All right. And I'll tell you more about the National Championship Foundation later on. But in 1981, Clemson went 12-0. They beat three top 10 teams. Nobody else beat more than one top 10 team. Well, that year, the National Collegiate Foundation, and by the way, Clemson beat Nebraska. The National Championship Foundation named Nebraska the national champion. Like, Sam, what the hell are we doing? I mean, you lost three games. You didn't beat you beat one top 10 team. Clemson beat three top 10 teams, and they beat the team you named a national champion. Penn State went 10-2, and one of the National Championship Foundation named Pittsburgh, who went 10-11-1, and SMU, who went 10-1, didn't even go to a bowl game, and Texas 10-1-1 national champions. But did not. Oh, and they named Clemson. They had five national champions that year. Like, what?
My favorite will always be the first national champion. It's Rutgers. It's Rutgers and Princeton. They played each other twice.
Yeah.
One team won each game, and you had two national titles. Why not?
Get it.
Let them have it. It's what did Feinbaum say last week? The Big Ten didn't invent football.
Yeah.
You don't tell Rutgers that. And then you had, I believe, Princeton, and then they didn't crown one the next year. So it was a short trip to the mountaintop for our beloved Rutgers. But I don't know where it ends.
We'll,
I mean,
we'll tell you where Auburn, like some of the Auburn claims.
They're not going to be the last team to do this. They're not the first one to do it either, obviously.
But somebody needs to come in and clear this thing out and go, look, here's the deal. National Championship is Associated Press Bowl. That's it. All right. You hit on something. So right before the show started, I decided this is going to be a great show. And I was a little bit worried about it because news-wise, we're in that stuck now. We're in that, you know, the dog days of baseball in August. Like, all right, games like 90 through 120 or something before the pennant races and all. I thought we were in the dog days of football. We're not, man. We're not. And I know we're week zero this week. There's only really one good game. With that said, I asked you about Shedeur Sanders. And we're talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about Dylan Gabriel. We're talking about Flacco and everything. And I thought about this when it was named. I had to get with you. You love, by the way, in this draft, because the thing I asked you is, you said we got to figure out if we're good enough at quarterback so we don't have to see if we draft Nussmeier, Klubnik, Sellers, some of these other cats, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally the thought.
All right. You love Sellers.
I think he's pretty good, yeah. I think the NFL is going to love him more than I do.
Okay. And I like Sellers, too. But with that said, the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, I'm glad you bring this up.
Named, or did not name Sellers, I mean, did not name Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback. Anthony Richardson now, that which they've invested tens of millions of dollars in, through 2 years, has thrown 11 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He's in year three now.
And he's been annoying off the field.
Does Anthony Richardson scare anyone? I mean, if you're in North Sellers right now, is there Anthony Richardson failure rate that affects your draft status?
As someone who was admittedly, as I've pointed out a million times, blinded by Anthony Richardson's ridiculous physical traits, and first of all, I think the Colts should still be starting him despite how bad he is, because if you're going to draft a quarterback that's going to take multiple years to develop, you need to give them multiple years to develop, whether it kills you or not. But that's neither here nor there. No, because Sellers is going to end up playing like three seasons of football by the time he goes to the NFL. So you're going to have a lot more tape on him, and you're probably going to have a ton more good tape on him than you would otherwise. And I also think for the issues that he has at times as a passer, he's already a better one than Richardson. Like, by a decent bit in college. By a good bit, actually. And I think he's going to be much better at it after this season. That requires more development.
So his film is what does... Because to me, look, we always reach... Everybody wants the next Patrick Mahomes. Now, Mahomes is a great passer in college, by the way. But we want the next Patrick Mahomes.
They're all trying to hunt the next Josh Allen, is what they're trying to do.
Or Lamar Jackson. Jackson's probably a better example of it because
yeah, you're never going to find another one of those.
Right. But Jackson basically played 2 years. Mm-hmm. And Sellers is going to play 2 years.
Yeah.
If he comes out this year. But you look all around and like there are guys who had just as much film or more film, who they were thought of just as high or higher in this dual threat quarterback deal. Well, you shouldn't even do that because there's pocket passers that fail too. But my point is, I won't even go that route. Well, we need to go that route because the Richardson thing is what we originally talked about. Like, does Richardson scare you at all? And it does to me. I think if you're going to say, I'm looking for the next Randall Cunningham, and if the next five Randall Cunninghams failed, then if I'm still looking for the next Randall Cunningham, then I've got to be a little more leery on it. You blame me for that? Like, they're two different people and two different systems. But the reason you drafted Anthony Richardson was what? Big, strong, athletic, and you think you could develop him as a passer? Isn't that Lenore Sellers? Again, you shouldn't hold him all the way accountable for that, but, like, that's basically the profile.
I think we need to see what Sellers looks like this year.
Agreed.
To know. I also think the Colts, really at this point, I think they're giving up on him. I think they're done. I think this is a ploy by Chris Ballard to keep his job, which I don't know how he still has it. Him and Shane Steichen here. Steichen a little bit more job security for me than Ballard should have. Ballard should have been fired 3 years ago. If you're going to draft a project quarterback, and I think Richardson probably does suck. I think he does. I think we probably know that. But the key word is probably, and he was drafted the same year as Aiden O'Connell, and he has significantly less snaps played than O'Connell, and he was a top five pick in the draft. You can't give up that quickly on a guy who you knew was going to be a project. I think this speaks more to something we have seen a lot more frequently lately, and I'll let you get to break.
Let's do that.
Is we are very, very hell-bent on in the NFL because of Patrick Mahomes, specifically, who came in after one developmental season, I may add, of sitting behind Alex Smith and immediately lit the world on fire. We're less patient about quarterbacks now, despite the fact that he got a full year to rest
before
he
started. Well, then don't keep drafting these high draft picks of all these guys that are projects.
Agreed, but if you are, you got to play them for two or three full seasons to get any grip of what they actually are.
All right, we got a lot to do. Short break. Segment two with Sam Jones right after this.
We know America is in a health crisis. But when we say that, it can feel distant. It feels big. It feels impersonal. In reality, being overweight, it is personal. It's happening to people all around us. And the effects are numerous among people that we care about. Well, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss are changing the narrative surrounding getting weight gain under control. They're not prioritizing shots or pills or popular drugs. They are prioritizing lasting solutions, learning how to eat, learning how to think about food. They are doing the hard work so that you can turn your body into a fat-burning machine using real food, behavioral coaching, and proven science. And these are habits that will last a lifetime. Literally, you can do them forever. Call today. Set up a consultation. You'll be glad you did that. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Craving real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City-style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4145. 4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
There's a port on a western bay and it serves ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. QC Kinetics wants you to know that there's always a second opinion out there for you. When it comes to your body and major medical decisions, I would just suggest this. And so, Sam, when you get a little older and the alarm clock goes off, what you're going to see is that, oh, man, today it's the ankles, tomorrow it might be the knee. But you've got, I'm talking about this chronic pain, like you go for weeks or months with that hip pain or weeks or months with that elbow and that wrist or any of this joint pain stuff. Do I want to go into the knife? Or let's just see if there's other alternatives out there. One of those could be QC Kinetics. Regenerative treatments. It's going to help your body restore and repair damaged joint tissue itself. Natural cellular therapies, no scalpels, no pills, just long-term relief from that dreaded recovery. No long-term dreaded recovery, just long-term relief from what you could be living a pain-free lifestyle. So getting back to playing golf and tennis and pickleball and jogging and swimming and, you know, just walking up a simple flight of stairs. Bring your x-rays, bring your MRIs to QC Kinetics for a free, no-pressure chat about the and see what the evaluation, see if you're a good candidate. You know, best-case scenario, worst-case scenario, you learn a lot. Best-case scenario, you might get your life back in order. So grab the phone right now and call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. Free consultation, 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
All right, I want to ask which of these super young quarterbacks that are getting starting jobs between Bachmeyer, who, by the way, is wearing number 47, I believe.
I love
BYU.
It. I
you
love
do?
That.
You do? You
yes,
like that?
I love that. Because you know why? If you wore number 8 or number 6 or number
5, guy. Like,
yeah, whatever. 47, I'm going to take notice of it. I love that.
Well, 47 notwithstanding, Tiger Bachmeyer as a freshman is starting at BYU.
Yep.
That was obviously not their plan, but it's what they have.
Right.
Jaron Kiwi Sagapoletele, don't know if I said that right, but it's phonetic, is the starting quarterback at Cal as a true freshman after leaving Oregon. You have CJ Carr winning the job at Notre Dame. And you have Steve Angeli, who we have talked about a lot this offseason and expected to win this job.
You remember when everybody kept texting me saying it's going to be the LSU kid. It's not. Why would you say Angeli?
We were
like,
consistent.
I don't know.
We were consistent. Right. Angeli, the Notre Dame transfer, wins the job at Syracuse. So I ask you, 1 through 4, which of those four guys has the most success this year and why?
I'm going to go Angeli 1 because he has played on the big stage. You know, that Penn State game, when he came in, he looked good on that one drive. And really, I thought, turned the game around. He's played and prepared in big-time deals. And here's the other part, Sam. Syracuse has a system in place. They want to throw it. They threw it last year. That was a dangerous offense last year. I'm going to go Carr, too, in that he's got pieces around him. Notre Dame's going to put a good offensive line in front of you. He's got an All-American running back. While I don't like all the weapons at wide receiver, and this is not a typical Notre Dame tight end year, they won't ask him. He'll be a game manager. How about that? And he'll be – he's a blue blood, high-ranked kid through all that. I'm going to go the kid at Cal next. I would say this. He beat out – that's probably the BYU – true freshman was a surprise. This is the biggest surprise, though, because everybody had Devin Brown, right? It was like a foregone conclusion. Devin Brown didn't transfer to Cal to sit out.
That's an indictment. That's a ringing indictment
it
on
is.
Devin Brown.
It is. It is.
See ya. I mean, that's what that is.
And then to get at BYU, I'm intrigued. And, you know, their offense has changed through the years. But and they'll be a tough and physical and all that. But it'll be interesting to see what his leash looks like and how they let him go. But I'll go through that Syracuse, then Notre Dame, then Cal, and then BYU. Just so, because true freshman, like, what do you think there? Anyway, what's your order?
So super high on Angeli, huh?
No, not super high.
Scheme.
I'm more high on scheme, yeah. And he's got some pieces around him, man. Like they did it last year. We saw him do it last year, and so that's to me. And we've seen him do a little bit of it. Whereas, did you see Devin Brown do anything? We've seen CJ Carr do anything. At least he's done something so far.
I think I like the kid at Cal quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because you're right in saying that if Devin Brown was even – I think he had to do a lot to win that job as a true freshman. Obviously, they're probably in the back of their minds are saying, hey, if we don't play him immediately, you never know, there's a chance he leaves again after this season. But you got to risk that with anybody. I think the fact that he got that job already – and he beat out Brown, who by no means was a scrub transfer. Now, he may be a scrub. This job may be telling you that. That's a pretty impressive guy to beat out immediately, especially at a school where Justin Wilcox needs something to go right. That team needs something to go right here this season. Things have been a little ugly. They're replacing a good quarterback. They're replacing a lot of pieces offensively. For him to step into that immediately and have a chance to do what he's going to be able to do this year, hopefully, that quickly and beat out Brown is impressive. So from that perspective, I have him number one on the excitement scale. If I'm picking one that I think is probably going to have the best season, I do probably lean Carr just because of the guys around him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, very different skill set, and I think this is important, very different skill set than what you had with Riley Leonard last year right. and had success with. So I'm fascinated to see how they change the offense around to further accentuate what he will be able to do for them. I think we expected Carr to be their quarterback this year. I think going in, that was what we figured. But Minshew is just as interesting, I think, for a lot of reasons. And I don't really know if waiting this long meant anything. But Carr is a very, very different guy than what they had last season. And with the returning talent they have in the run game especially, he should be in a pretty good spot to succeed immediately. I agree on Angeli. I think he's going to put up great numbers because he's in a system where they're going to let him do that. However, I don't know with the talent around him and the talent they lost if that's going to look great.
Would you agree with me that of those four, Angeli will be asked to do more than the other three?
Probably. I also think that Cal's going to ask their freshman to do a lot. I have no idea what to think, and I brought him up last because I don't know. I have no idea what to think about Tiger Bachmeier. They had no intention of playing him this year, I'm guessing. So that is just kind of a situation where anything that you get out of him where he grows as a passer is beautiful. Because I highly doubt that dude was in contention to play at all this season behind Retzlaff, but when he was there. So there is nothing on my mind to as it pertains to expectations for him. But if you're going to have a quarterback who is not supposed to play as a true freshman play for you, I'm not sure there's a better P4 conference for him to do it in than the hectic nature of the Big 12.
Yeah.
There are opportunities. There will not be great defenses littered throughout that conference, most likely, for sure. So he's probably going to get an opportunity to air the ball out quickly.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun with those guys, man. And seeing how – we did this with Sellers last year, Sam. I talked about it. Like, at what point in time do you turn him loose? Because you're going to ease his way in. And I thought they did that, right? Like, Old Dominion, he was 10 of 23 for 114. No touchdowns, no picks. He did carry it 22 times. Against Kentucky, they blew Kentucky out 31-6. And part of it was like their defense is so good, and they figured out Kentucky couldn't block them, right? But last year against Kentucky, if I'd have told you that in the preseason that South Carolina's going to beat Kentucky 31-6, you'd have told me Lenore Sellers is going to go about 18 of 25 for 275 and two touchdowns, no picks. Sam, he went 10 of 14. He completed 10 passes, 166 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, eight carries minus 11 yards. Like, it wasn't that was a defense deal, wasn't Lenore Sellers. He gets hurt against LSU, 9 of 16 in that one. Did have the one long touchdown run, the 75-yard touchdown run. Against Ole Miss, 162 yards pass. Against Alabama, they turned him loose a little bit. But it was like A&M, 244 through the year. Vanderbilt, 238. Missouri, 353. Wofford, 307. It's like they didn't turn him loose until about October, mid-season. And then he became the focal point.
I think my general thought here with a guy like Sangapolotele or Bachmeier is, you know what? Screw it, right? Like, yeah, if you really believe in the talent and you think this guy is going to be really, really good as a young player or really, really good in the future, there is no real harm to getting them really good early reps.
Yeah.
If they're not good, you bench them. But realistically, looking at the rest of the depth chart at like a BYU or looking at the rest of the depth chart and Devin Brown specifically at somewhere like Cal, what really is the upside there? What is your upside shot with those kind of guys?
Yeah,
it's very limited, whereas with these guys, you can at least say, you know what? There is a ton of unknown here and a ton of physical stuff to work with where your toolbox is a lot more full than it would be with, say, Devin Brown. That, yeah, you know what? Throw them out there. Maybe you have a really, really good year out of nowhere and then you platform yourself into something unexpected next year.
Yeah.
BYU situation, you're making the best of something that sucks. I mean, situationally, that is just a tough place to be. But yeah, you might as well. I think Angeli has way more interesting traits than Ricky Collins does. So give him a try.
Yeah.
And here's the beauty. If Steve Angeli sucks and he's not good immediately for you and he has a rough year, you can go to Collins. And then maybe you figure something out.
You think
they
play both early?
Well, that gets into the Auburn thing where they said they might play all three week one.
Yeah.
No, I think they'll probably try and give Angeli an opportunity to prove it. And if he's not good, I doubt the leash is very long. That might be the shortest starting quarterback leash in the country, just because I think the two guys are pretty close to each other.
All right. I have a baseball thought for you. I have several football thoughts for you, an LSU thought. I want to tell you about this conversation I had with Jeff Scott. Basically, we got four open phone line segments, so get in on the text line.
By the way, do you believe Hugh Freeze when he says they're going to play all three quarterbacks possibly week one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that. Now, let me make sure I'm right on saying this.
A lot of weird stuff going on at Auburn this week. A lot of interesting news.
Auburn's just going to claim Auburn, to me, I just heard Auburn claim the 2026 national championship, 2027 national championship. The reason I say that is, I don't know about Baylor, but I'll guarantee this. All right, let's say this. I say Baylor, Ball State, and South Alabama. I think you said that for Baylor a little bit. But why wouldn't you play, give all three a chance in those first three games? You're going to beat Ball State, you're going to beat South Alabama. That way you go to Oklahoma kind of knowing who your best quarterback is.
You would hope it's Jackson Arnold.
Yeah, but he sucks.
We think, possibly.
Speaking of Auburn, Bo Nix sucked.
I am willing to give Bo Picks. Respect Bo Picks. I am willing to give Arnold the benefit of the doubt for the receiver situation at Oklahoma last year. But, yeah, I mean, the last thing we saw wasn't tremendous. I would just play him. Again, all roads eventually lead to Deuce Knight in Auburn, but you don't want to do that right now, probably.
Same thing in Alabama. Hey, I didn't run. We got to take a break. But did you hear? You didn't hear. I said yesterday that Ryan Williams is the second best receiver in the state of Alabama. I think Cam Coleman's better than Ryan Williams. In the second half of the season, Cam Coleman had like triple the catches, triple the yards, and six touchdowns to one. Ryan Williams didn't do anything in the last half of the season last year. So can I convince you that Cam Coleman's the best wide receiver state of Alabama?
You could, but you could also tell me very convincingly that Jalen Milroe was throwing football games down the stretch.
Yeah, but who's throwing for Auburn last year?
I mean, I thought Peyton Thorne was fine when he wasn't doing stupid, stupid things. But yeah,
so was Jalen Milroe. Who's a better quarterback, Jalen Milroe or Peyton Thorne?
It would be Milroe.
Okay.
On a pure talent level, I suppose.
Anyway, all right, short break. We'll come back. I got several things to run by you. My great friends over at Burns Digital Media right here in our building are doing an incredible job. Advertising on radio is great. And what they're doing with the complete package there, they're getting you on the radio, getting on the big screen, getting on the small screen. They're taking care of you. And they're doing an incredible job of that. They've got this return on investment so high. The geofencing stuff is amazing. They know this market backwards and forwards. They want to know about your business and see how they can help you. Make sure you get the very best at Burns Digital Media. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising page, and learn more about what these really innovative plans are doing and what these guys are doing at Burns Digital Media, theroarfm.com. Short break, much more to this.
Join the Roar on Thursday, August 21st for the Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Southernside Brewing in Greenville. From 5 to 8 p.m., all of your favorite hosts will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. Conference title picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who's going to win the national championship. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live from Southernside Brewing from 5 to 8 p.m. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
For quality luxury vinyl, engineered wood flooring, tile, carpet, custom area rugs, and solid hardwood, backed by professional installation and competitive pricing, depend on Greer Flooring Center, serving the Carolinas for over 30 years. Greer Flooring Center is on trend with the newest quality luxury vinyl flooring that is a perfect option for the active family with kids and pets. For the largest selection of home or business flooring, visit Greer Flooring Center, now open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Ask about our available financing options.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Blue Ridge Heating and Air does an awesome job. Hey, I've got some interesting Blue Ridge stuff for you now. So, tax season, I was talking about the Patterson Tax Service, and one of the things I talked about is the energy tax credit. The federal HVAC tax credit is going to end on December the 31st. So, don't miss out on that. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, they're going to give you a free estimate. Their field supervisor, Pete, is going to come and see you. He's going to help you choose the perfect Armstrong air system. Quality comfort you can count on, and you're gonna get the furnace fuel hot sauce too, but you're gonna get hopefully thousands of dollars in credit between now and December 31st for your taxes. You can upgrade the comfort, you can cut your energy bills, you can lock in on those credits before they're gone. So go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com, call them, get in touch with Pete, see if he can come by and take care of it for you and learn more about Armstrong. There is a sense of urgency, folks. We've got September, October, November, December. That's it. Before these tax credits end, not to mention the rebates you get from the energy companies, your power companies, and then their $400 coupon right off the top. Ways to save a lot of money right now at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check it out, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. All right, sir. I thought of you last night. I would say if you have – who's the pitcher in Major League Baseball that you have a love affair with right now? The guy that I've heard you probably talk about on the air more than any other pitcher in all of Major League Baseball.
Oh, God. I don't know.
The best pitcher in baseball.
Oh, the best pitcher in baseball is Tarik Skubal.
Okay. Skubal's a guy that you probably – I've heard you talk about more than – maybe more than any other host. Right?
He's really good at baseball.
So, I'm on Twitter last night, and I'm watching this thing. Oh, 200 strikeouts, 2 years in a row, the first to do this. I don't know if it means first Detroit Tiger to do this or something. But I was like, what do you mean first to do this? Last night, he got his 200 strikeout. So we're looking at how many more games do the Detroit Tigers have?
40-ish.
Okay, so he's going to get six more starts, seven more starts, maybe? Eight more starts?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
If he can strike out 10 a game, he can get to 280. He's not going to strike out 10 a game. He's going to get 250 strikeouts. Last year, 228. And that's a big deal, right? He leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts at 200. That's a big deal. And I started thinking about it. Hey, wait a minute, man. What are you talking about, 200 strikeouts? Sam, let me give you Nolan Ryan. I hate to be the old guy. This is the whole Wilt Chamberlain stuff. But there's a reason why the guy's not thrown a baseball since 1993, and we're still talking about Nolan Ryan. I'll ask you, is 200 strikeouts a big deal now?
Yes, it is still good to get to 200 strikeouts.
Okay.
Especially when you do it in August.
Oh, yeah. And he's like you said, he's still got some time to go here. Last year in, should I write by saying this? Last year's strikeout leaders, he had 228. He led Major League Baseball 228. Chris Sale, unbelievable year last year, 225. That's a big deal, 200 strikeouts. We agree upon that in this time frame. Sam, can I tell you, as a 25-year-old, Nolan Ryan had 329 strikeouts. Stop me, Sam, when you get tired of hearing this. In 1972, 1973, Nolan Ryan had 383 strikeouts.
I feel like comparing Nolan Ryan to anybody is just completely like, is Nolan Ryan. Like, was built out of vibranium.
Was it 6'7"? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 times he had 200 strikeouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times he had 300 strikeouts. Sam, I'm going to blow your mind with some of these numbers. The first number that I'm going to try to blow your mind with, I'm going to wait to get off the air because I want to do this. What do I get this big deal out of Skubal and 200 strikeouts back-to-back years? Nolan Ryan had 200 strikeouts every year, but one from 1972 down to 1981. All right, I'm going to blow your mind. You ready? You ready to have your mind blown? Can you look up what's the guy who – here, I got it right here in front of me. The guy who led in innings pitched last year. All right. Let me give you all of the pitching stats.
It's Logan Gilbert.
How many innings?
208.
Nolan Ryan threw 332 innings in 1974. and 300 innings in 1973, 326. Guy didn't come out of games, man. Didn't miss starts, oh, by the way. He had 41 starts in 73 and 42 starts in 74. You talk about, here's why Nolan Ryan was great. He pitched with his legs and not his arm. Sam, he didn't miss appearances. Starting in 73, 41 games, 42 games, 28 games, 39 games, 37, 31. These are starts, by the way. 34, 35, 21. 35, 29, 30, 35, 30, 34, 33. All right, that's one number. 5 times he struck out over 300 batters, including 383 batters. Last year, the 228 was the highest. And, Sam, let me give you the most amazing stat of all the strikeout stats. In 1989, he broke into the league in 1966. In 1989, at the age of 42, he struck out 301 batters. Hey, Skubal's great. Oh, he's unhittable. And by the way, this is back when they used to put the ball in play. This is when batters only struck out 50 times a year. Like they weren't swinging for fences. Imagine what Nolan Ryan would do now.
Skubal strikes out more batters per nine. Because does that matter?
Yeah.
Skubal goes into deep into games. Skubal pitches. He doesn't pitch complete games every game like pitchers did in back way even before Ryan. Ryan was a completely different type of thing, but he does strike out more per game on a per game basis.
All right. Nolan Ryan.
11 in the year where Ryan, and I'm not discounting all, it's absolutely ridiculous, but he was pitching a billion innings. The year where he struck out 383, he struck out 10.6 batters per nine. Skubal right. this season is going to strike out around 300. He was, even going into last night, he was averaging 11.2 strikeouts per nine.
All right.
He also leads the league in walks per nine, by the way.
But you give Nolan Ryan credit for throwing that many innings, though.
Sure, but I mean, I'd love to see what the numbers were, and I'm sure they were tremendous because it's Nolan Ryan. I'd love to see what the numbers were the 6th or 7th, 8th, 9th inning when he was pitching compared to the first
good,
six.
Because
probably really good.
Yeah, because he's pitching his legs, man.
But I'd like to see what they were if I can find those.
I was just amazed at that. Like, we're Nolan Ryan struck out 200 batters as a 44-year-old man. And oh, by the way, we always talk about how many innings a guy. We're on inning count and all this kind of stuff now, right? Oh, you got to work out for innings. Nolan Ryan threw 5,386 innings. As a 44-year-old man, with a man that had 5,000 innings already in his arm, I mean, is that not amazing to you? He'd already thrown for 5,000 innings.
Everything about Nolan Ryan is ridiculous to me. In the best way possible. Absolute freak of nature.
Just unbelievable.
Very few human beings like Nolan Ryan exist. So
I am just... Because I thought that was a big deal, too. I was like, 200 strikeouts, man. Oh, great for Skubal.
I'm confident Nolan Ryan would strike out 12 batters per nine today. I'm also confident they wouldn't let him pitch as much as he did, though.
Try getting the ball from his hand, though.
Very true. Different era.
Yeah.
Both are ridiculous.
But the thing is, you've got to learn from him. Nolan Ryan gets off the mound and goes straight to the bicycle, the stationary bike, because it's all about legs.
I'll never understand how he didn't win a Cy Young. I mean, I'm sure you can highlight each year specifically and look it down. I mean, let's pick the night that 73 season you're talking about where he struck out 383 guys. Who won the Cy Young in 1973? It was Jim Palmer.
Yeah,
Jim Palmer was really good that year. However,
but the man won 21 games and struck out 383 guys. What do you have to do to win a Cy Young?
Jim Palmer had a 2.4 ERA. He did not strike out 383 guys, though. He certainly could have given it to Nolan.
Nolan
also walked a billion guys. But again, you got to compare. There are so many things to compare when you look at Nolan Ryan. You got to look at rate numbers. He also struck. He also walked 5 batters per nine that day. So what an interesting player he was. Nolan Ryan's on the list of players I wish I could have watched play when I was alive.
It's unbelievable. Like Nolan Ryan had a 2.28 ERA as a 25-year-old. And struck out 329 guys and didn't win the Cy Young. Like, finished 8th in the Cy Young voting. Like, what? Anyway, that's just...
Tarik Skubal will not finish 8th.
Skubal's amazing.
He is going to win the Cy Young this year.
Skubal's amazing.
I do wish there were still pitchers who were given the leash to go 8-9 innings consistently. And there are some who get there pretty frequently or get to this 8th inning a lot. But you just don't see it anymore. I mean, you just... This is one thing that I will agree. I will sound like an old man when I say this. I wish pitchers went deeper into games. I understand why they don't. There are plenty of valid reasons why they don't. I wish they did. It was more fun when they did.
How many innings has Skubal thrown this season? Or how many threw last year? How many innings?
He threw last season 192, and then another like 40, 50 in the playoffs. 30, 40, somewhere in there.
So we're saying it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 times Nolan Ryan threw for over 200 innings. Nolan Ryan threw 204 innings as a 43-year-old man and struck out 232.
Nolan Ryan had a pretty simple philosophy, I would think. I would imagine the philosophy was throw it by him.
Yeah, and well, he had a great curveball, too. Yeah. But the thing is, he didn't come out of games, man. He just didn't come out of games. Hey, quickly, so that's the old man stuff. Let's talk some football in the next hour. I've got the Auburn stuff. I've got the quarterback stuff. We're going to get into all that. Hey, Tiger Sports Shop, go by the Lululemon sale. Still sales going on now. The 50th anniversary sales going on now. All the great stuff. I saw a T-shirt that I want yesterday when I was online at Tiger Sports. Most importantly, in this 50th anniversary, the countdown clock, 9 days, 18 hours, and 32 minutes till Clemson and LSU. All your favorites, the hats, the shirts, the Nike, the sideline apparel stuff, they've got it all. Go by and see some great-looking apparel at Tiger Sports, tigersports.com, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. You're going to love Tiger Sports. Talking a bunch of college football when you return. Sam Jones, Mickey Plowden, love to hear from you. Hour number two right after this.